The opportunity to speak with Shaquille O'Neal came up today for
in,
you.
In the offseason.
Yes.
And it wasn't set up by me or the big fella. This was set up by an intermediary who Shaq's got something to promote. They called and said, would you mind talking to him to help him promote this? And I said, this is our buddy Scooter Strong, by the way, mm-hmm. who facilitated this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hells yes.
Oh, so, my God.
There's Scott. So, without further ado, here is the big man and myself.
Hello?
Corby, you ready to do this?
What's up, big boy?
Let's make it one of our best ones.
Ever?
Ever. See what you got.
How you been, man?
I'm all right, just working, staying on show. How'd you like the show? You like the first show?
I caught about 15 minutes of it before I had a kid meltdown.
Stop
so,
it there.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Liar.
Okay.
Yeah.
He totally caught me off guard. I have not seen his show, but what am I supposed to say? It was such a lie.
Just say no, I've got it, TiVo.
Or how about I went to Paul McCartney last night?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I fumbled, and I'm sorry. Can you back that up?
What a horrible liar you are.
I know. All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Corby, you ready to do this?
What's up, big boy?
Let's make it one of our best ones.
Ever?
Ever. See what you got.
How you been, man?
I'm all right, just working, staying on show. How'd you like the show? You like the first show?
I caught about 15 minutes of it before I had a kid meltdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's all right
for
that.
I got 18 of them.
You're worse than Octo Mom. All right, so real quick, you're promoting this comedy fest that's okay, so it's All-Star Weekend, February 12th at Nokia Theater. What is it?
I've been doing a series of All-Star comedy jams. We did one in Phoenix that was a hit. We did another one in Miami that's going to be hit. So I'm taking over the comedy genre.
Yeah, you're taking over every genre, it seems like.
That's right.
So,
let's go. Let's record. Is this for the air?
Yeah, it is. So what? Who's on? Who's part of the comedy jam? Who's the?
Well, you know what? I don't want to announce because I want people to be surprised. But you know me. You know, I always give you the best. I always give Dallas the best. I love what we did to y'all in the finals. But anyway.
What a.
But anyway, you,
what
you know,
the man.
I'm not gonna name the comedian until October.
Okay, so anyway.
Hold on. First of all, forget this regular Corby radio. Get into the Corby that we all know.
Look, I'm
just save that for last.
Okay, all right. Listen, I hate doing this type of stuff, too, but it's like I get these phone calls from people. Mr. Davidson, would you like to interview Mr. Shaquille O'Neal concerning his comedy All-Star Jam? I'm like,
oh,
dude.
Okay, you know what? But hold on. I got to be serious for a second. I had a couple meetings with some people about doing my own radio show, and if I get the radio show, me and you are going to be working together. That's all I'm going to tell you. You take that for what it's worth, and I hope that me and you could like each other in the studio, and I hope we can have a great show. Just wanted to tell you that because you're my guy, and yes, I'm saying it on the air.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right.
I've had a few of the serious.
Wow. So you just got offered a job with Shaq.
Oh, okay.
Now,
all right.
Did he not remember that he had spoken to you about this before?
He hadn't. We haven't spoken. I'd spoken to his guy.
His guy called me.
Okay, and remember,
I
tried to call Shaq and tell him, no, I can't do it.
You can do it, though. You need to do it.
I can't do it.
Why?
Because it's going to be on satellite.
So?
All right, we'll get Cat in there at some point and discuss it with him on the air.
Okay.
You need to pursue this. This would be good for you.
You think
good for Texas?
Do you think Kat will send a text message for his on-air appearance?
Tune in right now to the Hardline for Kat. All right, continue,
folks.
Okay, now back to the Corby crap.
Okay,
let's go.
All right, so
let me handle it. It's a comedy show, Nokia Theater. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Ticketmaster.com. You want to laugh your ass off like you're going to laugh during the rest of this interview? And check us out. All-Star Weekend. I'm taking over Dallas. Already own Dallas anyway. Mark Cuban don't own nothing. Mark Cuban works for me.
Yeah, I believe it. All right. So here's the hypothetical we're using today. So we mentioned Octomom, which you're basically Octodad right now.
Right.
So to your hypothetical is you have to live, basically be married to Octomom.
Okay.
And take over her life, you know, take care of her 14 kids.
Right.
Live with her, do everything that you have to do. You don't work at all. All you do is live with Octomom and take care of her kids.
Okay.
For 3 years or the other side of it. So, the first one, you do the Octomom thing for 3 years with her 14 kids, or for one game, you play with a sock that's been soaking in Magic Johnson's blood overnight.
Oh, I'm going with the Octomom because, one, she's going to be working. She's going to be washing dishes, changing tempers, and cooking and doing whatever I tell her to do.
No, that's not the deal. You're going to be working
your
ass
off. That is the deal.
You're working your ass off with her.
No, listen.
You're not going to be kicked back and drinking. And
she got to cook and clean. She got to do something. She got to do something. Forget that. She got to do something.
All right. Octomom for 3 years, or at the Masters next year, you walk around Augusta wearing one of those KKK hats, just with the hat. You don't have to wear the full robe, just the hat. And you follow.
What does KKK stand for, young man?
I don't know. I just read about it on the internet.
I think it stands for killer comedy conclusion. That's what I think it stands for.
No, you got to follow Tiger. You got to follow Tiger around in a KKK hat.
No, I would never do that to the great Tiger Woods. So again, I'll stay with Octomom, but she has to do something.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or you have a 2-week affair with Dirk's mom.
Oh, 2 weeks affair with Dirk's mom all the way.
Hang on.
No, 2 weeks affair with Dirk's mom.
No.
Shit, look, Dirk, I am your father.
No. Here's the catch. You have the 2-week affair with Dirk's mom, and when you break up with her, you have to tell the media it's because her smells like Hitler.
Whoa.
You know what? I'm going to have to go with the Octomom. I don't want to make it.
No.
That wasn't me, Dirk. That was Corby. I just want to let you know it wasn't me.
Oh, you wanted man. To say.
Oh, what?
That's funny.
Why are you cussing? All right. Octomom for 3 years. Or for 3 years on your own, you have to have a tattoo of Patrick Ewing's penis on your forehead.
Oh, I'm going to go with Octomom.
Would that complete?
Listen, but again, Octomom going to have to wash dishes, cut grass, wash my doodle-stained underwear. She's going to have to do all that. All right? She's going to have to do all that. After a game where I have a, you know, game.
Yeah.
She has to watch him.
Okay.
She has to smell him first and go, oh, he only had 20 points. Watch him.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or for the next 3 years, every time that you're about to, every time the magic is about to happen between you and the missus, you first have to watch a porno starring David Stern and Jess Kersee called Guess Who's Circumcised.
No, man. Octomom, stay off my good friend David Stern. Matter of fact, delete that out of this darn interview. You want to get this interview canceled forever? Are you crazy? Delete that question. I strike that question from the tape.
He is not that powerful.
Yeah, okay. I strike that question from the tape.
All right, Octomom for 3 years, or Charles Barkley is your kid chauffeur for 3 years, and you really don't know if he's been drinking or not.
I'm gonna go with Charles Barkley on this one because I know he's not gonna drink with my kids because the punch that I threw in Houston, I missed. I won't miss the next time if he's messing around with the babies. Okay. But Charles is my good friend, so.
Octomom for 3 years, or for one playoff series, your bowels turn kind of horse-like, so as you're running up and down the court, it's just kind of like a horse running where it just kind of plop, plop, plop. It's just random parts of the game.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to go with the plop, plop, plop. Just think about how many YouTube hits we get. I've made YouTube TMZ history. I'm going to go with that one.
Oh, no.
It's all about making history, Corby.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Octomom for 3 years, or you buy your wife a Michael Jackson skin lightening kit and tell her you're ready for a white girl now.
Well, my wife is already light skinned. Thank you very much. That's a dumb question. My wife is already light skinned, buddy. Cut it out.
Okay.
Off Michael.
All right. Yeah, that's true. You know what? I wrote that question before Michael died, so.
All right. Well, here. Stay off Michael.
Okay.
Stay off the king.
Did you go to the funeral?
No.
You didn't? Did you know him?
Of course. I know everybody, Corby.
No, that's true. You know me.
I know you. I know your wife.
Yeah. Real quick, the TV show, how many episodes are we going to see?
Five episodes. The first one was with Ben Roethlisberger. Second episode was with Kerry Walsh and Misty May in beach volleyball. Third episode was with Albert Pujols. Fourth episode, Oscar De La Hoya. And the fifth episode, Michael Phelps.
So have you already taped them all?
I'm taping Michael Phelps tomorrow.
And what's the gist of it? Like, how can you compete? What does he give you, like, a head start in the pool and you go...
No, we're probably... Well